At this time, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who come in late, we are now having a little cooking session for Blue Note right here on the scene. Putting the pot on in here. And we'd like for you to join in with us and have a ball. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to acquaint you with the Jazz Messengers. On the piano, we have the incomparable Horace Silver. On the bass, all the way from Motor City, ladies and gentlemen, one of the youngest and finest bass players in the business today, our bassist, Doug Watkins. Doug Watkins. And on the tenor saxophone, we have a new star on the modern jazz horizon, Hank Mobley. Hank Mobley. And on the trumpet, we have a perennial favorite. It's with the prophet of modern jazz, Charlie Parker. He's our arranger now and our trumpeter. The uncrowned king, ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Dorham. Kenny Dorham. And at this time, we want to do a little thing. Was recorded before some of us playing up here got into the world. Beautiful thing entitled Salt Winds.
You'll see the difference.
Let's hear it.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got it. Oh, I feel nice. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice.
Versions of James Brown's I Got You, I Feel Good. He has a new memoir, which is also called I Feel Good. Mr. Brown, the way you start that record with your, if I do it, I'll sound ludicrous, but, you know, the ow at the very beginning. It's so great. Can you talk a little bit about how you started doing that?
Well, the screaming and stuff come I must admit one thing about it. A lot of the screaming, it was during that time when Little Richard was real big and Roy Brown, people like that. The screaming kind of came down the line, but Little Richard is really responsible for more screaming than I am because he used to do that, all that stuff years ago, and he was more or less into it. He was sanctified, and I was holy, but I wasn't sanctified, you know. So we kind of just borrowed things from a lot of each other, but Little Richard was very instrumental in a lot of the screaming.
My guests are James Brown and his wife, Tommy Ray. Brown has a new memoir called I Feel Good. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air.
Air Talk with Larry Mount celebrates 20 years of excellence. On Saturday, February 5th, join 89.3 KPCC and Larry Mount for Family Day at the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach. You and your family can spend the day discovering the aquarium and stop by to meet Larry and his family. Aquarium of the Pacific is offering KPCC listeners complimentary admission for up to two children with one paid adult. Sponsored in part by Southern California Edison.
Hello,
for more information, call 626.
I didn't want to play that commercial. Let's see. This is Hassan. And it's Monday night, so you know what time it is. And straight ahead, time for some jazz. But tonight we're going to do a little different show. Well, first off, we're going to dedicate this show tonight to Jimmy Smith, the great organ player, jazz organ player, who died, checked out of here, left the planet last week. He's up there with Sun Ra on Saturn. But, God, I love Jimmy Smith. I didn't know he was from my hometown. Well, the same state, Pennsylvania. You know, you start thinking, what 13 to 12-year-old kid would want to play an organ? You know, when you can carry around a flute or something like that. But he picked up an organ, and he changed the world with it. And he died last week. He's like 80 years old or something. So this show's going out to him. We're going to play a lot of his stuff. And just a few minutes ago, you were listening to a great interview that was done on a local LA radio station out here. I didn't want to get that commercial in. With James Brown, he's on a book tour. His autobiography is out. And it's him and his wife in the studio. James Brown just had a kid about 3 years ago. So, I see he's doing good. Let's see. So, that's what the show is going to be about tonight. The reason why I was playing a little bit of that James Brown, because later on tonight I'm going to play the rest of this interview. It's a great interview. I wish that they had talked more about his African period. They don't talk about it at all. Because James Brown is worshipped in Africa. They literally bow at his feet. They mob him. I think they mobbed this runway, this airport runway in some country in Africa when James Brown was, his plane was taken off. But it's still a great interview on, I snagged it off of one of the local stations out here in Los Angeles. So what we're going to do, we're going to go into like Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery right now. This is a great, I love this album cover. Both Jimmy Smith and Wiz Montgomery, they're kids. They look like they're like about 26, 27. And this CD is called The Further Adventures of Jimmy and Wes. Jimmy Smith, Wes Montgomery. Wes Montgomery on acoustic guitar. And Jimmy Smith on the Hammond B3 organ. And later on in the show, I might read a little bit of Jimmy Smith's obituary. It was in the LA Times last week. I don't want to bore you guys too much. So let's see. The first tune on this CD, on this album. Oh, did I write it down? Oh, I did. Okay, it's side one, King of the Road. And then maybe September, and then OGD. And then Call Me on side two is the first one. Then the second one on side two is Milestones. Then the third one is Mellow Yellow. This is a real late 60s collection with King of the Road and Mellow Yellow. So the first tune we're going to hear is King of the Road with Jimmy Smith, Wes Montgomery. This show is going out to Jimmy. Oh, yeah, and I'm going to play some West African music a little later in the show, too. It's music that they play in Africa, in Guinea, when someone has passed away and their spirit's crossing over. It's basically for warriors, and Jimmy Smith was a warrior, so I'm going to play that. It's actually a group out here in Los Angeles called Drums of Passion, some people who I play with sometime, and I'm going to play a little bit of their stuff. Well, they're American brothers, but they play West African music. They play with djembes. I'm not on this tune, though. I just study with them. I'm not good enough to travel and play with them, but I'm going to play that later on. I'm going to play some of their stuff later on. They asked me to play at this thing to give Jimmy a good send-off. Okay, so let's go into, again, I'm going to quit yakking, and let's go into the further adventures of Jimmy and Wes, Jimmy Smith, Wes Montgomery. And this first tune is King of the Road. Let me see if I can bring this up here. And again, this is killradio.org. Monday night, this is Straight Ahead, the jazz show. My name is Hassan. And here we go with Jimmy and Wes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Background, you're listening to Jimmy Smith, the late great Jimmy Smith, and Wes Montgomery. What a match made in heaven. You know, those guys were born to play together. And again, that's from the album, I'm sure this is the middle 60s album, Further Adventures of Jimmy and Wes, Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery. And this tune we're listening to right here is Milestones. Before that, we were listening to Call Me. Before that, we were listening to OGD, and before that, maybe September. And before that, the old Roger, what was his name, the guy who wrote it, Roger Smith's tune, King of the Road. So I'm going to let's give Jimmy and Wes a little break. Let's go into a little Lee Morgan. And then we'll come back to Jimmy Smith, because this is a Jimmy Smith night. He passed away last week. So this show is dedicated to Jimmy Smith here on Keel Radio. Oh, yeah, and instant message me. You know, the instant messenger is up. All you have to do is bring yours up and talk to us here in the Keel Radio studios in Los Angeles. And this show is being archived. You should be able to pick it up in about a month. I should be able to archive it on Radio for All. So again, well, call us at 213-252-0998. Keel Radio Studios here in Los Angeles on this cold, beautiful, chilly LA night in February. What's today's day? February 14th, Valentine's Day. The day after Valentine's Day. KeelRadio.org. Remember, Keel Radio just might save your life. Let's see, this is Lee Morgan in the background here on Kill Radio. This is a great album. That last song you just heard was called Ciara. I think it's the most beautiful jazz tune ever written. But yeah, this is the Lee Morgan Memorial album with Billy Higgins on drums. LA's own Billy Higgins. And I think George Coleman's on tenor. And who's on bass? I don't know who's on bass on this. Or it just doesn't come to me right now. But anyway, this is Kill Radio. And this is Lee Morgan in the background on trumpet. Oh, yeah, call us. Our phone number here in Los Angeles at Kill Radio is 213-252-0998. Or instant message us. Our instant messenger is tell me what your favorite Jimmy Smith tune is. I might have it. Or your favorite James Brown tune. Okay, so let's go back into Lee Morgan here on Kill Radio. Thank you.
Writing love songs.